Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. May the force be with you. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure, especially when I get a chance to bring our good friend Karen Kerrigan back on the show. Karen has already had her 15th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust, a founding original member of our Brain Trust. She is the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. As I've said 1,000 times, pound for pound, nobody works harder for small business than Karen does, she and her organization. And she's one of my heroes, Karen Kerrigan. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Great to be here today.
Always.
We survived our snowquester, which was a big dud, as well as the sequester.
Right.
Which is sort of turning out to be a little bit of a dud, you know, in terms of the hyperbole was supposed to happen. But anyway, we're doing great.
I predicted last Thursday, before it happened, I predicted that it was going to turn into something akin to Y2K.
Yeah,
a lot of sound and fury signifying nothing.
You know, Jim, because I think what it does though is take away from the legitimate impact.
Oh yeah,
you know that this has on, you know, some of the smaller contractors and, you know, just sort of the haphazard way that these spending cuts are being done, as opposed to a more thoughtful way, in terms of ratcheting down spending. So I think it really does take away from some of the legitimate issues, and that's unfortunate.
Do you think, as many people do, that President Obama used this in a political way to try to cause as much pain to turn people against the Republicans? Do you think he did that on purpose?
Well, you know what? I think everything's political, you know, in Washington, and of course everything that someone does is always suspect, you know, to being political. And in this case, I mean, I do have to say there was a lot of politics involved. And
he's got a lot of egg on his face right now, doesn't he, frankly?
But the claims became so outrageous, you know, and more outrageous.
And produced and contrived.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, you know, and anything you could point to and say, well, gee, this was because of the sequestering. But there's always lines at, you know, the airport and TSA during certain periods of time. And, you know, government does not do everything perfectly, as you know. So there always are going to be hiccups or something like that. And, but first of all, Jim, I think, you know, closing down the White House doors is totally ridiculous. Because,
that's all volunteers. That's really stupid.
Yes, exactly. But at any rate, so we survived that, Jim. I do hope, you know, cooler heads will prevail. Maybe, you know, the big dinner that they had last night in Washington at the private dinner at the Jefferson Hotel, you know, there'll be a big solution on how we deal with this moving forward.
Well, I sure hope that this issue, it'll be interesting to see how the administration behaves after this. Either they will get religion, so to speak, and say, okay, I played all those cards I can. I guess, you know, maybe I'll start doing something that looks like governing, or it may go the other way, and it could be what I've called desperate people doing desperate things. And if it goes the other way, I fear that the country will be the worse for it.
Well, you know, Jim, I have to think that, you know, the president is beginning to see that this issue alone, and this is what we said at the beginning of the year, that these spending issues, these budget issues, these crisis issues would get in the way of doing other important things that need to be done, like tax reform, like immigration reform, and other initiatives to grow the economy. Mm-hmm. And I got to think that, you know, the president right now sees that this, in fact, these issues like the sequester, you know, like the continuing resolution that's going to be coming up on March 27th, et cetera, will impede his ability to move forward with his agenda. So, and again, I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt of that big dinner they had last night. I mean, hopefully that will be the case, and we'll get some productive policy going here.
If it does take, then what we'll start seeing is either we'll start seeing him doing things that look like governing, If it doesn't take, we'll start seeing him do more things like he did with the sequester. And either way, it'll be easy to see. It'll be pretty dramatic, I think, over the next 30 days or so. And it is a shame, though, that after 4-plus years, you know, we're talking about whether the president's going to start governing or not. That's really an unfortunate situation, I think.
Well, yeah, I think finally it's beginning to kick in, you know, perhaps with the public that, you know, he does, you know, bear some responsibility and blame when things don't move forward. I mean, yeah. We see a tremendous drop in terms of his approval numbers.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, everyone's, you know, it's enough of the blame. You know, let's get moving. We can work together. And we'll see what happens.
Hold on to that thought. Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen. Karen, we'll come back with Karen. We're going to talk about Women's Day, International Women's Day, and we're going to blend into that this debate about teleworking. And that affects women to a large degree. 20 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.